Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
It was the clever headline that might have caught your attention. Founder of Cryogenics Movement dies, for the time being. For those who are having a bit of a brain freeze at the moment, basically speaking, cryonics is about freezing the dead at precise temperatures and conditions in the hope that in time medical science will advance to such a degree that they will be brought back to life one day. The Egyptians were mummifying people thousands of years ago with the same hope of coming back to life and being buried with stuff like combs and eating bowls and wine vessels and torches and what have you for when they do. We're still waiting for King Tut to awaken. By the way, you won't believe what Tutankhamun was entombed with. Chariots, couches, chairs, thrones, ritual beds and headrests, daggers, musical instruments, lamps, clothing, ostrich fans, food and wine, jewellery, perfume. About 3,000 objects, many of which made of pure gold. Yeah, I'm off the track, I know. I have to say, the founder of the cryogenics movement, Robert Ettinger, certainly practiced what he preached. This year, when he died, his body was stored at the Cryonics Institute, which he founded in 1976. He joined his mother and two wives and 100-plus other people who are, well, they're all stiffs right now. His belief was that sooner or later, our friends of the future should be equal to the task of reviving and curing us. It doesn't come cheap, though. It's about $28,000 to prepare a body and store long-term in a tank of liquid nitrogen. I'm sure they'd give him a discount, though. These people have remarkable faith in Ettinger and put their faith in action. Could I use this as a bit like an analogy for Christianity? Maybe that's stretching it, but think about it. We put our faith in Jesus. We die. He will resurrect us to a new life and the riches of a heavenly kingdom, whatever it means by riches. But in this case, there's no freezing. There's no $28,000 bill attached. And the Bible says we will have a perfect body when we are resurrected, which is a relief in my case. Oh, and unlike Robert Ettinger, the founder of cryonics, whose corpse is still frozen solid, Jesus actually demonstrated what he preached as well by rising from the dead. And he appeared to over 500 witnesses so the world could see it was true and he was who he said he was. I think that's who I'll put my faith in. Sorry, Robert. Nice thought, though. I'm Aaron Wright.